This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. The City of Columbia announced today that no money will come out of the Air Service Revenue Guarantee Fund for the month of April. This is the second month in a row which American Airlines did not require a payment from the fund. The City of Columbia doled out $22,000 in February to American as part of the revenue guarantee agreement. In a press release, the city says passenger load factors remain high and pre-bookings on future flights continue to perform very well. American Airlines began service at Columbia Regional Airport in February and provides two daily nonstop flights to and from Dallas-Fort Worth and one daily nonstop flight to and from Chicago O'Hare. The Air Service Revenue Guarantee Fund is made up of money from numerous private businesses and governmental entities in mid-Missouri. Fiona Rubin, professor of the Department of Biomedical Sciences in the College of Veterinary Medicine, has been named interim dean of the MU Graduate School. University of Missouri Provost Brian Foster says Rubin, who has been a professor at MU since 1989, will begin serving as interim dean on June 1st. MU officials will begin searching for a permanent dean soon. Rubin replaces George Justice, who served as the graduate school's dean since 2010. Justice announced in March he would be leaving the position at the end of this month to become the dean for humanities in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. A Missouri lawmaker who threatened to resign unless one or both of his key bills survived the last day of session is staying put, even though both bills failed to make it out of Friday's deadline. Marshall Griffin has details.
GOP House member Jeff Grismore of Lee's Summit says his resignation threat was based on frustration with the Senate's inaction on the bills. One would have provided funding for disabled children and the other for disabled adults. But he says he changed his mind after talking with House Speaker Tim Jones and GOP floor leader John Deal.
They assured me they'll do everything to help us next year, ensure that the omnibus bill passes.
Grismore's possible resignation, combined with fellow House member Jason Smith's possible election to Congress, could have resulted in Republicans losing their veto-proof majority in the Missouri House. But Grismore says his decision to stay in office had nothing to do with preserving the GOP supermajority in that chamber. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Jay Nixon is considering whether to sign legislation that would let state regulators intervene in federal utility cases. Missouri's Public Service Commission was allowed to appear before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission until last year, when the state Supreme Court ruled it had no authority to do so. The ruling came in the case of an interstate natural gas pipeline operator. The company wanted to prevent the Missouri regulators from intervening when it sought federal permission to build and operate new facilities and change prices. A bill restoring the commission's authority cleared the legislature before it adjourned last week. The measure is now on the governor's desk. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.